A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Wednesday, January 25th, 2015. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube.
And tonight on Live Talk, we are going to talk about the Amnesty International report that was released today that is accusing the Zimbabwe government, amongst other governments, of gross human rights abuses.
To join the discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back.
And of course, Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930, 5940 and 15455 kHz shortwave, Monday through Friday at 8:30 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voandebele.com and www.voashona.com.
We have seen the existence and continued use of old laws, the Public Order and Security Act, which still requires people to seek police permission before they meet, like in this meeting is still in force. So the lack of congruence between the old laws that were used systematically to target and oppress are still in force. And I think that it means that the new constitution is not finding expression.
Zimbabwe's latest monarch suggests we are in Teto Emidan. We are Catalegile, who is so lame Teto Emid. Abantu lokhu bekavunyelwa ukuhlangana bekhululekile okuyinto engekhoyo emthethweni omu.
Once again, thanks for joining us, and this is Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are going to talk about the Amnesty International report released today, which is accusing Zimbabwe of human rights abuses.
Zimbabwe's human rights record didn't fare much better, with the report highlighting the use of torture against pro-democracy activists engaging in peaceful protests and forced evictions. This comes as Zimbabwean President Robert Mugabe takes up the chairmanship of the African Union while also serving as the Southern African Development or SADC leader.
The Amnesty International report 2014 to 2015 documents the state of human rights in 160 countries and territories during the year 2014. But of course, a senior ZANU-PF official has hit back, accusing Amnesty International of acting as a propagandist for the West, denigrating Harare simply because it dared to reclaim its land from the minority whites. Gibbs.
What do you think about this issue? If you wish to join the show right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back. That number again, 001-202-619-2077. You can also send us a message on WhatsApp. Our number is 1-202-465-0318. That number again, 1-202-465-0318.
Honguka Gibbs nasi tinoti tinge tichitarisa nezve gwaro raburitswa iro ne Amnesty International nasi. Gwaro iri riri kutarisa zviri kuitika munyika dzinosvika idzo zana nemakumi matanhatu, 160 countries. Richitiro tichitarisa zviri kuitika muZimbabwe riri kuti zvinhu zvinenge zvisina kumira zvakanaka zvikuru panyaya yekuti vanhu vachiri kutochwa kana kuti kurohwa vachiitwa kafira mberi, vamwe vachimbopambwa, uyewo riri kushora zvikuru hurumende nekusagadzirisa mitemo kuti iendera nebumbiro remitemo idzva, pamwe nekuti vanhu dzimwe nguva vanombotamiswa paunenge vakagara vachiita zvekumanikidzwa, kunyange hazvo bumbiro remitemo idzva richiti hakuna munhu anongobviswa unokandwa musango. Gibbs.
Yebo kambe Zulu, kandaba lingalithola njani? Ye, namhlanje ke sizwile ukuthi Amnesty International yethule ugwalo olujulileyo luka-2014 lapho ekhuluma khona ngokukhahlamezwa kwamalungelo kwaZulu. Ye, egwalweni lolu olukhangela ke amazwe angu-160 ikhanya iveza ukuthi ele Zimbabwe linganeni lokhu elikhahlameza amalungelo kaZulu. Yes, sizwile njalo ukuthi okwenzakala eZimbabwe abantu abajaya ngesibhakela. Yokwenzakalayo ukuthi bayakwenza kungakhanyi. Ukuthi nxa ufuna ukuthi ubhale okufunayo bayakusekela ngale kwangkhona, bahle bakunqunda amadolo. Bese kuba ukuthi ungavele uyenze khona ukungena ezitaladini. Abanye bayajaya kodwa abanye abajaya kodwa bayahlukuluzwa sibili. Siyakhumbula nje kulo mndoda lowo wayengani use-Africa Unity Square. Wayejala ukulala khona ngale, atshone khona ngale, esithi umnumzana Robert Mugabe kumele achaye phansi. Umnumzana lowo siyakhumbula wakagxotshwa sibili, okuzwayo kakhulu. So amna sithi khonokhu lakho kungani akwenzeka kuhle ukuthi kwele Zimbabwe kungani kuhanjiswa ngendlela engani ngcono. So siphinde sizwa ke abeZanu PF umnumzana uMangwana, Paul Mangwana okhulumelaye. Uthi okhuluma i-Amnesty International ngamanga aluhlaza tshoko uthi badinga nje ukuthi bazakala ukuthi basaphila.
Let's give you the quick highlights here of what is contained in this report. It says that the executive continue to enforce old unconstitutional laws, including those limiting the rights to freedom of expression, association and assembly. Violations of economic and social rights continued, including forced evictions in rural and urban areas. Mass job losses occurred as companies closed due to an unfavorable economic climate. Intra-party violence was recorded in the ruling ZANU-PF party and the main opposition party. Of course, there were reports of torture by the police. It says in November, abductions were recorded for the first time since 2009, and it cites the example, for example, on 12 November last year, that is, former ZANU-PF Harare Province Chairman Jim Kunaka was abducted by unknown people in Mbare Township. He was reportedly forced into a car, blindfolded, and driven to a bushy area where he was assaulted with iron bars before being dumped. It goes on to say, on December 2, pro-democracy activists Allen Chinewaita, Jerry Mungweni, and Itai Zamara were abducted by men in three cars while engaging in peaceful protests in Harare. They were reportedly taken to ZANU-PF headquarters and were robbed, slapped, beaten, and spat at by party youths. Those are some of the highlights. I think we have our guests to start the program. Of course, we have from Amnesty International researcher Simeon Mawanza. Mr. Mawanza, good evening.
Good evening, sir.
Thank you so much for joining us. We also have political analyst Tafadzwa Musarara, who leans towards ZANU-PF most of the time. Mr. Musarara, good evening.
Well, what an introduction. Good evening to all the listeners.
And last but not least, we have Mr. Clement Moyo, a human rights activist. Mr. Moyo?
Good evening. Hey, how are you, Simon Mawanza? I used to work with that man. Hello, Richard, and everyone else on the show. Are you still fine?
I am very well.
Okay.
That's okay.
Thank you, gentlemen. Gibbs, you can start the ball rolling.
Yes, let's start with you, Mr. Simon Mawanza. Tell us, what did you do to actually come out with such a report? When we look at Zimbabwe in particular.
This report covers 160 countries in the world. And in each country, our researchers and country monitors are looking at the international human rights standards that the country has ratified. We also look at the rights that are provided in the country's constitution. And then we measure those the performance of the country based on its commitment and obligation, both the domestic law and the international law. And every human rights violation is considered, whether it is the right of an individual or a group of people. And with the case of Zimbabwe, I think in May 2013, there was a lot of celebration when the country adopted a constitution with many progressive provisions, including, justiciable economic, social, and cultural rights. But the major highlight, as from the report, is that the government has failed to align its laws with the new constitution, and particularly laws impacting on the right to freedom of expression, association, and assembly, as well as the insistence by local authorities and the police sometimes in enforcing laws that are clearly unconstitutional. and where the citizen has had to resort to approaching the Constitutional Court to in order to protect their rights, which is a very costly exercise, which could you know, which could be avoided if the authorities respected this right. I'll give an example. With regards to the right to housing, you know, in 2014, there were numerous reports of forced evictions, people being, and what we call forced eviction is the removal of people from their homes without adequate notice, without compensation, outside the law. And in most cases, you know, the Constitution of Zimbabwe says no one can be removed from their place of residence without a court order. And we have seen evictions being carried out without the authorities seeking court orders. And in some incidences, like the case of Chitungwiza, where actually the courts had barred the authorities from removing these people. And then there's the incidences around Itai Dzamara and his colleagues, who have been protesting in Africa Unity Square, and where they have been targeted sometimes by state authorities and non-state actors. And these are issues of concern to Amnesty International in Zimbabwe.
Thank you so much. Mr. Msarara, if you may respond.
Well, I've seen the voluminous 425-page report that has been authored by the Amnesty International, and really it has made serious indictments on all countries. Mm-hmm. However, what I find problematic in that report in respect of the report on Zimbabwe is that largely it seems it was referring to most of the news articles. Mm-hmm. We have not seen the response from the police or what the police said. And it seems the researchers did not make an attempt to get the police and the other state organs that are alleged to have committed serious instances of human rights violation. Mm-hmm. Then the issue, I would want to start with the Itai Dzamara case. Mm-hmm. The government, the Mugabe government, has come up with a new constitution. It made admission that more than 400 laws have to be realigned mm-hmm. with the constitution. And I like to think that Amnesty International, and especially my brother on the other side, is also a learned friend. The law is very clear that until such a time that either the courts have declared it to be inconsistent with the constitution, or the parliament itself if repealed or amended that act to be in line with the constitution, that act subsists. It continues to run. The issues to do with the congregations and assemblies and demonstrations, yes, it might be inconsistent with the Constitution, but that law, the POSA issue, is yet to be repealed mm-hmm. to the extent that my brother would want it to be. So as it stands now, the Itai Dzamara case, the cause of him wanting to have President Mugabe resign, or I think it's a matter or it's an act of trying to remove a legitimate government unconstitutionally. Mm-hmm. What the report does not tell also is that the people were warned that what they're doing was not correct. Mm-hmm. Because they were there, I think, for a number of days, and the first day they were warned. Mm-hmm. But what they're doing is wrong, they should disperse, they should disperse and move away. They didn't. And, of course, the police moved in and acted on them. Mm-hmm. The issues of evictions. Well, we have a constitution. South Africa is regarded, we have the best constitution in Africa, but possibly in the world. But you see number of, it is also a high rate of crime. And what that points to is that the constitution simply wants to guide, to put checks and balances. The report is not talking about the evictions in Chitungwiza, which were stopped by the court. The evictions in Manzoro, which were stopped by the court. It talks about just the violations, but it has to tell that we have an effective judiciary mm-hmm. that was approached on time and timelessly responded by putting the requested interdict and stopped those actions. That is part of constitutionalism. That is part of observing human rights. Mm-hmm. When we have got a constitution like ours with this trias politica, separation of powers, that when the executive does a certain issue, citizens can go and get relief from the court. So this is not carried in that report. However, if you read the allegations or issues of incidents of human violations on Zimbabwe are picnic compared to what they've written about United States of America. Mm-hmm. They've alleged in their report that there's a 6,700-page document that is yet to be released, which details the Guantanamo Bay tortures that is, civilians are being tried in United States military courts under martial law, and that on its own will tell you that whatever can complain about Zimbabwe is nothing compared to what the so-called superpower, the super democracy state is doing. But what we have seen in Zimbabwe is that of late the judiciary has been approached and has tamely given the necessary reliefs in respect of human rights, in respect of the evictions. The Italian Zamara case, we are simply having, adventurous citizens who wants to copy the Arab Spring theory. It does not work. It is unconstitutional. You know, we can't have that when people want to go to and occupy a central point and say, we'll be here until President Mugabe comes of power. The Constitution is very clear on how we remove President Mugabe. We should go and vote. And that's simple. So, really, the report, I would also want to give them credence for the effort, but I think the interpretation of the report must be properly unpacked for the benefit of all the viewers.
Thank you so much, Mr. Msarara, there.
Yes, sizwe ke abantu bamelele ukuthi bese ukuthi ubaba umoya uzathini. Ngesintu sibili, akumphendula ubaba Msarara lapho uthi, nxa sisikhangela ke obaba njengoba iTai Zamara, babezi occupy Africa Unity Square. Befuna ukuthi umongameli Robert Mugabe achiye umsebenzi ngabantu nje abazitshela okubatshela ekhanda labo.
Into ehluphayo kweZimbabwe ukuthi isikhathi esiningi sifuna ukuthi sikompare esikwenzayo thina lamanye amazwe. Kukanti okumele sikwenze ukuthi kuyini okwenza abantu bethu babe zenhlala kahle kumbe babe lamalungelo avikeleyo ngeqiniso. Abantu ngangabe demonstrated e-streeting bekhuluma bangabe bakukhuluma benga-violent kabayekele kwenzwe lokhu. Amapholisa angakwenza kuphela ikumonitha nxa bengali bengagqekezi bengathini akumelanga babahlukuluze ngoba i-constitution yeni iyakusho ukuthi umuntu uvunyelwe ukuzi-expressa njalo uvunyelwe ukukhuluma intando yakhe eziyoyenza engavayolensa nge-constitution which i-request maybe kungaba yikuba-violent esingakazi sikubona abantu bekwenza. Khathesi besilabo mama behoza bedemonstrata ngenkulumo zibaba uVP uVice President uMpoko ezithi zona kabaphume esitridini kumbe ngabe ngangabe libebele mzimba eqinileyo ngabayize imisebenzi yana efithenisethi bale mzimba eqinileyo ama-factories akwazi avaliwa kulanto abangayenza so kumele bathengise ezitridini. Kukanti uba kuthombo la ithemena hhayi ama-councillors ayistrakt ukuthi kabakhuphe laba bantu akuya ekutheni imisebenzi leyo ifanele abantu abangala mzimba eqinileyo. Lokho kuyikuhlukuluza abanye abantu abaphila ngaleyo ndlela njalo futhi kungela mncedo olubonakalayo abangalwenzi. I-constitution yeZimbabwe kayalayina ayikafiki ekufakweni emthethweni imithetho yelizwe ayikafiki ekalayineni le-constitution yeZimbabwe. Okwenzelwa lokhu sibone ngathi yikuthi kufuneka ukuthi abantu balelokhu behlukuluzwa mahlayana bengala ndlela yokuzikhulumela into abazifunayo. I-freedom of speech looking at i-freedom of expression looking at i-constitution yabunjwayo iyakuvuma lokhu kanti pheke olalayo yikuphi. Sibona ngathi yikuzama ukuvikela abantu ababusayo ngendlela abantu abayishelayo abantu beselesalishwa ukuthi basoli kwenzelwane lokhu ngokuthi kubona kufanele kube ukuthi kwenziwe ukuthi abantu bakhuluma intando yabo kwenzela ukuthi omunye lawo kade engazi abekwazi ukuthi kathi kunento enje la avuka abekwazi ukuthi angenze njani ezilonge zabantu benga-violent bengenzini. Angiboni ukuthi mina kuzicala ukukhuluma ukuthi kona khona ubani kaphuma esikhundleni kubani kaphuma esikhundleni nxa bekhuluma babezi-expressa yi-freedom of expression aleyo ngabathanga lutho lomuntu yabeze bazihlalele labo bantu kanti phokosona kuyini.
Yes, siyakuzwa kakhulu ubaba Moyo ungayikhatshana khona ngapho-ke lapho okhona. Yeah, what Mr. Moyo is saying is that, you know, the problem that Zimbabweans have is, you know, we always want to compare the nation of Zimbabwe with other countries, what is taking place there. He says, no, we shouldn't do that. So if people want to express their kind of, you know, will to say anything, do anything, that's their own choice. But he says the issue here is The police will always beat them up and, you know, do all sorts of things. So he says there's nothing wrong of going to the street or occupying Africa Unity Square and telling the president to leave. He says, according to the Constitution, that's what is supposed to take place. Because the person that we're talking about, Mr. Tsamara and his friends, were actually not being violent, according to Mr. Moyo. He says they were just sitting there. And if you are sitting there and expressing your own opinion, there's nothing wrong with that.
Regaiti dzoke kuna vamawanza, vamawanza mataura imi zvamati zvimwe zvinoratidza kuti kodzero dzevanhu dzinenge dziri kuchikorwa muZimbabwe. Vamusarara vakapindura vakati chimwe chinonetsa ndechekuti hamutaurewo nevacho vamunenge muchipomera mhosva vakaita semapurisa vakati hamusi kutaurawo nezvakaitwawo nematare kugadzirisa zvimwe zvamuri kuti hazvina kuitwa zvakanaka. Pindurai tinzwi.
Ndinoti tichitarisa gwaro rakabudiswa neAmnesty International, tinoona kuti rinotaura zvese izvozvo, kuti tikataura nyaya yataurwa navamusara kana rirosara ndaribata zvakanaka nderekuti kuchitungwiza hongu dare ranga rakapa mutongo wokuti vanhu vasabviswa, asi mutongo uyoyo uripo, vatingati mapurisa vakaenderera mberi nokubvisa vanhu ivavo. Idambudziko iroro rokuti zvinonga zvataurwa nematare enyika zvinogona kuiswa padivi nokuda kwokuti vanonga vane masimba ekuti vanika mapurisa kana kuti vemalocal authorities vanofunga kuti mabylaws avo kana kuti mitemo yatinoziva tese kuti haichazadzikisi bumbiro remutemo wenyika irambe ichiitwa. Bumbiro remutemo wenyika ndiro mutemo mukuru wenyika. Dzimwe tsananguro dzatingapa dzekuti nokuti parliament haisati yati zvakati, zvese zvinonga zvaitwa zviri kunze kwebumbiro remutemo wenyika, kutyorwa kwemutemo wenyika zvinokwanisa kuti vanhu vanotora hurumende kana kuti local authority yacho kuendesa kumatare vachindobudirira munyaya dzavo. Asi tinoona kuti nyaya yekuti vanhu varwire kodzero kumatare inyaya inodhura zvikuru zvokuti ruzhinji rwenyika harukwanisi. Kunotiwo vashoma vanonga vabatsirwawo nemasangano akazvimiririra ndo vanokwanisa kuenda kuconstitutional court kundoti kodzero dzavo dzatyorwa. Chiripo chinoda kuti chiitwe ndechekuti hurumende inofanirwa kuti mapazi ese aye hurumende ngaacherechedze zviri mubumbiro guru remutemo wenyika kuitira kuti nyika yeZimbabwe isava chiseko. Sesangano reAmnesty International tinotaura nevakuru vemuhurumende. Muna Juni chaimo chaimo taisangana nemakurukota ehurumende tichitaura nyaya yekuti mitemo inoda kuti iite kuti ifambidzane, isvikidzane nebumbiro renyika kuitira kuti vanhu vese vakwanise kuwana kodzero dzatakapembererwa muna Mei wa2013 padzakazadzikiswa. Uyewo chechipiri ndechekuti chandaida kutaura ndechekuti patinotarisa pakuchengetedzwa kwekodzero dzevanhu, hatisweri tichiti mapurisa emuZimbabwe vanorova vanhu zvisina kufanana nemaroyero anoita mapurisa ekuAmerica. Handiwo madziviriro atingaita kodzero. Munhu anonga achiratidzira murunyararo haafanirwi kurohwa. Kune mitemo yepasipoti inotarisana nokushandiswa kwemasimba nemapurisa nevari muchiuto maringe nevanhu vanonga vachiratidza murunyararo. Mitemo iyoyo haikurudzire kushandiswa simba rakawandisa sekutaura kwaitwa nomumwe mutauro kuti vananaitai Dzamara vanhu vaitaura munhu angava usingapindirani nepfungwa dzavo dzavanonga vachitaura, asi ndokodzero yacho iri kudzivirirwa nebumbiro remutemo wenyika. Uyewo kuti pamapurisa pavanonga vachishanda nevanhu vakadaro ngavabate vasingarovi vanhu nokuti mitemo kana chaiyo chitarisa mutemo wakasungwa nevakuru nemapurisa vesadic inonzi Subco Code of Conduct inoti zvinhu zvakadaro zviri kunze kwomutemo. Saka chinhu chakanaka kuti Zimbabwe izvitarisi pache zvayo ichiburikidza negwaro iri kuti zvataurwa izvi tingazvigadzirira sei mugore rinotevera kuitira kuti tishaye isu zvokunyora nokutaura pamusoro pekuchengetedzwa kwekodzero dzevanhu muZimbabwe.
Tinotenda. Regai titore muteereri tisatadzokera kuna vamusarara. Vachirundu makadii?
Ndinonzi Shara Wakanda Sarai, ndiri kuchirundu. Halo, makadii henyu?
Munonzi ani?
Shara Wakanda
Sarai. Shara Wakanda. Makadii vaShara Wakanda?
Aiwa, ndinofara zvikuru.
Tinotenda zvikuru. Tipewo pfungwa dzenyu.
pfungwa dzangu dziri pakuti ini ndinoona sekuti munyika yedu yeZimbabwe mutemo chaiwo chaiwo unonzi mutemo urimo asi hautedzerwi nekuti kodzero dzevanhu dzinonyanya kuchorwa pakuti mapurisa haadzizive kuti ndava mugabe here mutungamiriri wenyika anovapa simba rekuti vaprotekte zvinhu zvese zviri kumaererano nezanu PF chete. ZANU-PF ndiyo nyika ndiyo hurumende iri kutonga navamugabe vanova mutungamiriri wenyika watinoda, asi kuti vatungamiriri vamwe vese vari mukati nezanu-PF vanopfurikidza kodzero dzevanhu nekuti vanoda kuramba ivo vari pamusoro pezvose, vasingatarisewo kuti kodzero yevamwe vanhu yezvavanoda kuti vazivisewo kuti ivo vavakasarudza kuti vave maparlamentarians kana kuti vanovatungamirira vavaitire, vanobva vatora sekuti simba rezvavanoda ivo chete ndizvo zvive zvichionekwa nevanhu.
Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru vaShara Wakanda.
Alright.
Tinotenda. Of course, Mr. Shara Wakanda is saying that the laws are there in Zimbabwe. The only problem is that no one is respecting or following those laws. So he's saying that is an anomaly that has to be addressed.
So, Mr. Moyo, you heard what Mr. Shara Wakanda is saying. So at the end of the day, what then is the use of the Constitution? Is it just a paper symbolizing nothing? Mr. Moyo, are you there?
Hello.
Are you there, Mr. Moyo?
Can you come again?
Yeah, so what is the use of the Constitution if people are saying, you know, no one is actually following most of the provisions of the country's premier law? So is it just a paper and that's it?
The Constitution was just made. I don't know what it is. It's over here or something. I don't know what it is. It's just kept there and it's not being followed. It's violated here and there every day and people are being beaten up. Why beat up people? Why not let them express themselves? They have no weapons. They are not harmful to anybody. But the police will just come up and pick them up. If they apply to demonstrate, they refuse to do that. Even if it is known that people in Zimbabwe are not violent, they have never been violent. In countries where people are violent, they are protected. But here in Zimbabwe, where people are not even violent, I'm not protected. Instead, they are beaten up, locked up in prisons. They are abducted, beaten up. That is serious. We need to look at the Constitution and follow it properly in order to lead up a civil government, a government that is popularly known for protecting its own people. We have to compare our own government with other people, with other countries. That is not fair.
Let's go back to Mr. Mawanza. Mr. Mawanza, I think... the government was also saying that aligning the constitution is not something that is easy. It will actually take time. Is that a satisfactory response to calls for the constitution to be aligned?
No, I do not agree with... We know that, yes, it could be a comprehensive process that needs to be taken place, will be taking place. But it's nearly 2 years now since a new constitution was put in place. And what we are seeing is that almost every other case that is being taken to the Constitutional Court by people whose rights have been infringed upon is being won. And the government should be concerned about that, because it will cost the government when people's rights are violated. When they win their cases in the court, they can sue government for compensation. So any government should be worried about such a situation. There are many routes that can be taken to ensure that the country's laws are in line with the Constitution. In my meeting in June, with the Minister of Justice, it was indicated that, you know, there was consideration for, you know, a general laws amendment, and that some of the provisions that are clearly unconstitutional would be addressed. And we would like
Mr. Mawanza,
to Amnesty International.
Mr. Mawanza, we'll come back to you. Mr. Mawanza, we'll come back to you. Please do stay on the line. And also, Mr. Clement Moyo, please do stay on the line. Unfortunately, we lost Mr. Musarara with a bad connection there. But for our radio listeners, unfortunately, it ends here. But the good news is we are streaming live. So go to www.voazimbabwe.com and press on Live Talk. This is Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Gibbs Dube saying stay tuned.